We'll see if we can help. Phyllis is in North Carolina. Phyllis, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you.
What's going on here? You're thinking about some vinyl plank. A lot of people are. Tell us about it.
Yes. Just recently, my husband and son and I replaced a dining room floor. It had carpet, and after 12 years, it was looking pretty grungy. So we replaced that with some engineered hardwood, and now, because it adjoins the kitchen and a laundry area, we have an open concept home. Now, the kitchen floor is a laminate that we put in when we built the house, and it really looks tired and old now next to the engineered hardwood, but we don't want to run the hardwood on into the kitchen because there are several appliances in there that could leak.
Uh-huh.
We've had that happen before.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So we decided we want to use the vinyl plank, but being essentially lazy, we don't particularly want to take up the laminate floor.
We understand
that. We're getting on into our middle years, and we put that laminate floor down ourselves in the middle of winter, I might add, with no heat in this house. So it was a new house that we were building. And so we worked so hard, and we were so chapped for so long. We really don't want to take it up. And it's solid. It doesn't have any trouble. It's very smooth. And we want to put the vinyl plank right on top of it. But we get different advice wherever we go.
Now, the laminate floor is a floating floor. You didn't use any glue or adhesive to hold it down.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I hate to say, I just would not recommend it because there's got to be movement, both expansion and contraction thermally, as well as just when you walk on something like that, you're bound to have a slight dip here and there, and it's just going to move. That vinyl just won't take that. The vinyl, that's the only thing about vinyl, it does need to have a very smooth surface to for it to be installed over, because it's very, very thin. So the slightest little imperfection in your subfloor will radiate right up through the surface of the floor. Now, I mean, the good news is it's not glued down, so it should come up very, very easy. You know, if you have any shoe molding around there, of course you would need to take it up. But I think I would consider taking it up completely so that you can ensure that subfloor is nice and smooth before you install the vinyl material. I installed some of the vinyl plank in one room, and it looked as smooth as can be in there. It was a concrete slab, and we did a little floor patch here and there. But I wish really I had done a little bit more, maybe even sanding the floor some, because I can see when the sun hits it just right, I can see some imperfections that are, you know, showing up through that. So I know that's not the advice you wanted to hear, but Joe, do you agree with that?
Well, I'm not so sure. Phyllis, the laminate, the vinyl floor you put down in the adjoining room was a floating floor, right? It's grip strip,
yes.
I think you said.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just stuck together, but they're not stuck.
The laminate was a floating floor.
Right, but the vinyl floor is floating floor as well, or did you glue it down?
Yes, it is the grip strip that Home Depot sells.
Right, but it's not fastened to the floor, they're just fastened to one another.
No, not at all.
So it's glued down?
No, it's glued to each other.
Right, so it's a floating floor, it's not glued to the subfloor.
Okay, just, I get what you're talking about. Yes, it does, in that respect, it does float.
Right, so it is a floating, That's the difference between grip strip vinyl and interlocking vinyl. But in any case, so I think you probably, as long as Danny said, his concern was any imperfection might radiate up through the vinyl. But if that laminate floor is pretty flat, the joints are nice and tight, and there's no V groove between each laminate plank or anything like that.
It is very smooth. There's no pattern, nothing like that on it.
I think you could probably go over it. And, of course, you have to check the manufacturer, make sure they say you can lay it over vinyl. I know you can lay it over pretty much anything else, so I'm not sure why. I mean, over laminate. I'm not sure why you couldn't lay it over laminate, but you might want to check with them just to make sure. So I differ from Danny a little bit where I think I might do it. I think I might go right over it, as long as it doesn't create any kind of height issue. I mean, you're only talking about an eighth of an inch or so,
right? See, when we put the little sample that we brought home up next to the floor that we just did in the dining room, at the threshold, it's almost a perfect match height-wise. And it won't be if we take up the laminate.
Right. You'd have to put something else down.
Mm-hmm. We'd have to put like underlayment or something there to raise it.
Unfortunately, you have two opinions here, and let us know which one you choose and how it works out.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, like I said, we're basically lazy, so.
Yeah, we understand it. Sometimes some of the projects like that can be a little bit of a challenge, and crawling around on the floor never is a fun home improvement project, but boy, it can be gratifying.